soliloque sentimental. Whereas in predictable adverts, those for legal aid, flirtation leading to only imaginary sex, mortgages, paid work, frozen and hot foods, the ones for value, the ingemination in liquid discriminators lashed up in the blood flower, blossoming to the choral echo on repeat of inimitable brighter sex is void, feels enjoyable, stretches no further than reality, that miserable sensation more conformable to human skin, the darker coercion to spend that truly wants connection is neither pictorial, graphic, musical, nor in any other technical sense sensible for slaves like us, drifting about at the gallery cafe, some of them at best off-white, or tucked up in iron and plastic shanties, open for anyone with his finger already pulled out who is entitled by freedom to stitch them up and rip them off, take their values and pump them in and out, really hard, tear them up and down, not too hard, sculpting a canyon in the brain called Kabuli bereavement, but is at last altogether conceptual, an indefectible deletion of the disobedient subject, no need for fingers, a way of recapitalizing the exhaustion of options while making money, a lot, what is more, taking for a spreadsheet of wonders the options of 19th century French visual art, conceptual options disinfected of their political violence and boiled down to increments of pseudo-aberrant progress and discovery, as if to say, fuck, fuck le grand chef de l'international, and fuck all chefs. Revamp options of the inmates of the ledge after realism whose expedience is to scuttle 50 years ahead of us so that we can be made to catch up. A management motivation strategy, long familiar to short-lived workers. Fuck the crabass ideational impecunities of a comité de vigilance. Fuck that pittance. Fuck it, shitty nitpicking. Our terms of reference are catching up with the post-communard prestidigitation in the shadow of synthetic impossibility. Options distinct from those of the Bakairi or Igbo, or of unreassigned women who want to abolish brothels, or mistakenly circumcised teenage girls, or unmistakenly circumcised teenage girls, or teenage girls with slapped asses and their pants down in the craters of Afghanistan, where there is no first lady, no origin of fame, not her concept, where what one of the Goncourts called a thorough bleeding has postponed the women's revolution, knowing that you can't do X anymore on account of its having been done already in X by X, or protesting that X cannot be done because X did it already as an advert for X in X, since something must be protested to keep up your appearances, or dismissing X as a derisory vicissitude of X, derivative of the also derisory already erstwhile vicissitude X, itself now already impossible, compiling the representative proscriptions to generalise under a heading X, a certificate of cognitive absenteeism, made provocative by its association with the goals of tolerance, solidarity, contingency, intersubjectivity, and irony. And the last contact with art is in knowing well, explaining well, and generalising well, X, the transcendent inhibition, equal for hedonics to the quantity of titillation resistant at first to premature conglomeration with the boredom of the New York, London, and Appalachian rich, and their proxies in persona propria, the asset portfolio managers, who like a good concept. You don't need to culminate as a dump of gore in the Rue Ramponneau to get into the White House, or to the disgust already conceded by ex-admirers, smirking a zero sum that smells right up to the blatant moon, the whole whoring of outer space that is not known unless it first be tried, and is not there, real, not sensible, not real, the assumption being that more or less all intellectuals are or could be prevailed on to play act the subspecies of patron who is adamantly besotted to the last ditch fringe of lip, marrow, hot taut skin, sexual grin or bunghole, with a fantasy that she is willing to pay for adverts never to happen, exist, go on or be there at all, for life insurance, favourable mentions, shopping apps and genital extensions, protuberances of the ordinary surplus behind the origine des détournements, they take place at least, that she will be willing to pay for adverts not to happen, not to exist, not to go on, not to take place and not to be there, roughly through the nose, with a credit card. In this bastard ode to prose there are already none for free, because nothing is advertised in here. Values are never added. Love is flat-packed, not inflated. The eye is already on Venus. And the point is to rip open a new market in user-nixing perniciously specific pictorial, graphic, cinematic, natural, musical irritations, anything that requires a subject making detail look radical or work, many of them not nearly pornographic enough. Children, most egregiously, way too impossible. Loosely crammed with skulls and nerves you don't want to scoop out. No breasts. Convincingly unrealistic because, oh, always the most permanent breasts in the world. Conceptual, promoted, other options for game-changing, having eloped to the grave with Manet, leaving nothing to barricade except the stomach and the chimney, therefore the chimney is barricaded up. Though the irritations are such as you are perfectly unwilling to prove your ability to endure, because you can afford not to, and therefore justifiably do not, why should you, lick your trembling image on the shining tips of pins, which is the basis of any politics that is healthy, on the basis of not being emotional, not masochistic, not deeply crying in art, but imagining a radically expanded field where the materiality of the page, the atomization of words, and the shattering of meaning were done so thoroughly that there could be no work left to do in this vein. A bottom line struck through the capitalist artery where being left to do is grounded in the surplus of galerta it projects and in your entitlement to it. Irritation such as not only the adverts themselves or the debatable darkness of the human overlay, but the millions of brilliantly unimaginable lives their profits pay for, the little dependents of the advertising executives, not all of them spoiled, a few possibly starving, still learning to speak, dreaming of their pocket money for their rodent cages and their dogs, and vice versa, not yet conceptual, but still desiring, whose omission from the love summary famously means you can kiss goodbye to universalism, you can forget it, the numbers don't add up, life is not on your side, so you do, and at the same time, fuck emptiness up, which is not there, and a place to find your way back in, or you do and you don't, as with death, which is not happening at all, not existing, not going on, not taking place, or not being here, whilst also inconclusively there, and all but completely happening, all but going on again, in the region of comprehensively existing, and being there the while so much and so hard that you are not even for a second bound to split for a conceptual infinity while first being reconstituted into the second before it even a split speck of you not there, like this.